Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Pen 15 pals, it's your friend Josh Wigler here with a quick heads up before we launch into the podcast. This week's podcast is, as per usual here on the Pen 15 podcast, mostly focused on ourselves because we're ridiculous people who can't stop talking about and reliving our high school horrors. So the podcast will mostly be about that, but I promise there is some conversation about what's going on Pen 15. This week we're talking about the second episode of season two of Pen 15, and so we're getting into some of the intense subject matter that is happening on Pen 15, the show. A lot of it dealing with toxic masculinity and how that is impacting Anna and Maya specifically. So some intense language is coming your way the deeper we get into the podcast as we start talking about all of that stuff. Figured I should give you the heads up because we have been hearing from people that they are just listening to the Pen 15 podcast to hear about my high school shenanigans, Emily's high school shenanigans, and Lee's high school shenanigans and aren't actually watching Pen 15. But Pen 15 is getting into some heavy territory and we are going to be following suit at least towards the end of the podcast. At the start of the podcast, I think we're mostly on our atomic Cheeto bullshit. So hopefully you're enjoying that as well. And without further ado, let's launch into the podcast with somehow an even more awkward introduction than the one I just delivered. It's the Pen 15 podcast here on Poster Recaps. I'm Josh Wigler, joined here by Emily Fox and Lee McLaren. That's what I was saying in cat speak.
Oh.
Was that inappropriate?
No.
I don't know whether or not that's something I could do, but inspiration struck and I did it.
The best part about this was that you supported yourself on the frame of the door.
Yeah, I'm leaning against the wall as I'm
like, you really like needed that extra arm.
I want to apologize to any pet owners who listen to this podcast without headphones on in case my meowing was triggering for your animal.
Oh yeah.
I would like to apologize directly to all the cats who listen to the Pen 15 podcast. Mr. Buckley, I'm talking to you. Stephen Fleas. What? I'm so sorry.
Stephen, please.
He's
great
like,
cat.
Oh,
so itchy.
It's a good opportunity to just come up with some cat names, guys, if you want to help me out.
I name a cat Roger.
Yeah, Roger. I'm really sorry, little man.
I like a cat named Carl.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Perhaps Paul.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah.
Melissa the cat.
Oh, yeah. Claudia, sure.
Claudia, I'm really sorry.
Oh, now we're in like Babysitter's Club territory. Stacy.
Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike.
Yeah. We're kind of in Babysitter's Club territory just anyway, because we're talking about the nostalgic throwback bomb that is Pen 15.
Actually, I'm surprised they haven't had a babysitting episode yet. Yeah. But I have also not watched all of season two.
No spoilers.
As people who are just listening in may not know, but if you've been listening since the start, hey. We see you. We love you. It's so great to have you continuing along for the ride here with Emily, Lee, and myself on the Pen 15 podcast. We've heard from some people who are like, I'm not watching Pen 15, but I'm listening to the podcast. We really like you guys.
And for that, we salute you.
And we salute you. Yeah. We're really pumped about you specifically. But for people who are just like hopping in, we're doing one episode a week, even though the full half of season two, because they just released half of season two, mm-hmm. is available on Hulu. We're pacing ourselves. Lee, how's that going for you? It's become tough for us.
You know, it is tough. The thing that is keeping me going is the new version of Weasels came out, and I'm currently debating if I'm Glossy or Matt. Mm-hmm. So that's taken a lot of my time.
Glossy and Matt, great names for cats.
Oh my God, you're right.
Glossy and Matt.
Glossy, Matt, and Weasel, a trio of incredible cats.
Someone should have a cat named Weasel.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a really good name.
I think that'd be good. I think that'd be good. So we're doing it one episode a week, so we do not know what happens past episode two. We're talking wrestle. This episode's called Wrestle. Not Russell, which would also be a good name for a cat. We're talking Russell here on the Pen 15 podcast. Of course, you can always contact us, pen15@postshowrecaps.com. The preferred method for feedback for this so far seems to have been Twitter. We've been getting lots of really fun tweets from people, again, who are expressing their enjoyment of the podcast. Shout out to the great Shut Up Tim. Lee has just learned vaguely what a Shut Up Tim is. Shut Up Tim is a prolific Twitter podcast troll, Lee, and he's one of the greats.
No, I like him.
Yeah, Tim, we love Tim. This house stands. We're all in on Tim. So there's that. We've also have very exciting news that we have filled the position of the Pen 15 intern.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
Which is our intern here on the Pen 15 podcast. Lee, if you'd like to make the announcement.
His name is Eric.
Yeah.
He's my boyfriend that looks like my dad. It's a little Oedipal, but I don't want to talk about it. But he set up my computer today, and I'm gonna give him an 85.
An 85 out of what?
87.
Okay, so that's really good. That's very, very good.
We're using Canadian grading standards on this.
Yeah, it's the metric system. You guys might not get it.
So Lee is sleeping with the intern.
I am.
Pen 15 turn.
I am. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's, you know, that's its own podcast.
It happens. It just happened one lot of times. It's fine.
I look forward to having Eric on the podcast.
No, I think.
Would Eric be up for joining us on the podcast at some point?
I mean, maybe. I know right now he's doing a lot of work into making Pen 15-y's, etc. I know, you know, one of the ideas we talked about was perhaps crushing up Jacks and making a Jack rimmed Pen 15-y.
Yeah. You know,
Things are really going well.
We had a very long text chain the other day, Emily, Lee and myself talking about all kinds of things, mostly about the demise of former United States President Zachary Taylor via an overindulgence in cherries and milk.
This is a very important thing that.
So I'm trying to go through the text thread to see where Lee, you had passed along all of this wisdom from our Pen 15 turn, Eric, about topics discussed over the course of most recent podcast. But we seem to have sufficiently buried that discourse in therapists. So,
Josh has been
I believe the hot take
track
is
padding through this as quickly as possible.
Yeah, it's not working. Flaming Cheetos were a thing. That's
thing. Yes. 1992, right? Discovered by a janitor. Was that correct?
Yeah, I think that's
a janitor discovered Flaming Cheetos. Is this like a time paradox?
He was mining in the bathroom and he discovered a hot Cheeto. No, invented, not discovered. My bad. Words.
And hopefully people don't mind that we are talking about Flaming Cheetos at the top of the wrestling episode, in which I believe Cheetos did not appear.
Yes, it was a continuation.
Like, they might have been a tool to bulk up.
Oh, yeah. Do you think that the Flaming Cheetos were a rigorous part of the... How would peanut butter taste on a Flaming Cheeto?
Better than peanut butter on a hard-boiled egg.
Yeah, it's
that
weird.
That looks so gross to me.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
So gross.
And we, of course, with their egg allergy, some would classify it as an intolerance, but let's call it an allergy.
Thanks for making that distinction.
To put peanut butter on there, really a potential collision for someone who's allergic to both eggs and legumes.
Mm. Yeah, that's like two of the top allergies put together.
Yeah.
Eggs are a top allergy?
Yeah.
They're just not talked about a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's like the secret allergy.
How about a hard-boiled egg studded with Flaming Cheetos?
Ew.
Interesting. I would take one for the team and try it, but not right now.
Okay. Well, we don't have the ingredients prepared. Anyway, Eric...
That's part of Eric's job.
Yeah, if you want to let Eric know... No. Eric, I believe, also was reporting that Nair has been around for a very long time.
Since 1985, I believe.
I believe is what he said. Eric would know, being 4,000 years old, he would know that since the dawn of time, the Nair has been around.
Ooh, that one hurts.
Yeah, why are you saying that?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever dragged Eric before. Eric, I'm so sorry.
Wow.
It didn't feel right coming out, to be honest.
Yeah.
Remember when he was your best friend?
No, he's still... Well, now we have a new relationship. It's a professional relationship.
It is professional.
This is what you do? This is how you treat him?
Yeah, this is... I'm very abusive towards my my colleagues.
Wow. So. This is devastating.
You guys are seeing another side of Josh Wiggler.
You want to see another side? How about this? My wrestling moves.
Oh my God.
Moves.
No, they're good.
They're very good.
For our $5,000 patrons, the wrestling moves can be seen.
There will not
Josh,
be a
Josh and I will wrestle
tier.
For the $5,000 patrons.
There's not a $5,000 tier available yet, but when there is a $5,000 tier available, it will be the wrestling tier.
Yeah.
You too can wrestle Josh Wiggler virtually.
No, in person with a mask on.
Not until it's safe.
I want to see that happen.
No.
Everybody wears a mask. It's fine.
In creamed corn.
Now, when you say the mask, are we talking about like the Stanley Ipkiss mask?
Yes.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. But you got a double mask because you just, you know, it's not like condoms. Double mask helps.
You think the mask, the Jim Carrey mask, wears a surgical mask at
yes.
the same time as he
yes,
wears
I think so.
The green mask?
Yes, I
that
do think that.
Sense to me.
Yeah,
it does. I feel like to double mask it. Lee, 2 weeks in to Pen 15 season 2. How are we feeling so far?
You know, I got to tell you, this episode was a heart wrencher.
Yes.
They really kind of got me. I mean, I was all in. We had turtlenecks under t-shirts. We had my favorite from high school.
Were you a turtlenecks t-shirt kid?
No, I was not really big into turtlenecks. They were too close to my neck.
Yeah.
I don't like get out of here.
I'm like hugging my throat.
Yeah. Like, why would you wear a turtleneck? And then what do you do? What do you do when you need to get out quickly?
But Emily, were you a turtleneck and t-shirt kid?
No, that's too many layers.
It's a lot of layers.
It's a lot
I
of
wore
layers.
A turtleneck underneath my soccer jersey when it was like a really cold day, and we.
Oh, what a nerd!
But that only happened probably a handful of times. But I remember also I used to borrow my mom's turtlenecks.
Oh, moms love a good turtleneck.
Yeah, moms love a good turtleneck. My mom
yeah, that's
had really
true.
Soft turtlenecks. They were really much
probably from Land's End.
Yeah, I think they were from
because that's where my moms were from.
Yeah. So I used to borrow those every once in a while. But then I think I got in trouble a couple of times because I was starting to wear makeup and I'd take off the turtleneck and it would just be like streaked Emily face.
That's fantastic.
My style icon for my bar mitzvah was Rufus Shinra from Final Fantasy VII. I wanted to look like him.
I was a nerd.
And you wore a turtleneck. And so I wanted to wear a white suit with a black turtleneck for my party at my bar mitzvah. Instead, I wore like this kind of like off beige suit with a black t-shirt.
You basically dressed like Dennis Farina and like some sort of gangster like
yeah. Dennis Farina. Yes.
Yeah.
Except I have
shout out to Dennis Farina. D Farines.
R.I.P. Dennis Farina was actually for a long time a contender for a name of one of our cats. We did not go with Dennis Farina.
Yeah. Farina.
Oh, no. Oh, that was good. Yeah. No, Dennis I get it.
Come here, Denny.
My bar mitzvah hair was very close to Brandt's current hair on Penn.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. It was something I think that people they deserve to see.
Instagram. I'll post it again.
I'll repost it.
You know what? I'll post it too.
Lee, but Lee, they can't find you. They can't find you unless they really try. Has anyone found you on Instagram yet?
No, just the normal like wet creeps that I had talked what? About in the first episode.
Weird. So weird.
I know. But I've been waiting an entire week to talk to you about one thing, two words. Rolling backpacks. That's all I want to talk to you about is rolling backpacks.
So that's a thing that obviously
there's a lot of rolling backpack action. On
Maya
10,
has
15.
A rolling backpack.
Rolling backpack-tion.
Yeah, rolling backpack-tion.
So I never had one. You didn't have one.
No, but we know someone that did have one, and it was his signature look.
Oh my God. I
Rumpelstiltskin, don't talk about my rolling backpack.
My God, I know. Josh, I can see you with a rolling backpack. Either that or like the opposite, and you were trying to be super cool, so you would like never put both straps on. You would just have like the one strap over your shoulder.
I was the one strap.
Yeah, I could see that. But yes, we did
wearing a police vest over everything.
Oh, yeah. I mean, those were pretty hip. I'm actually surprised we haven't seen like a Gap branded sweatshirt or one of those. Time,
but I know it takes place on the West Coast. I don't know that fleece weather is really a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah, but I just, you know, the rolling backpack, it just really brought me back. We had someone specifically came in, rolled right into the morning announcements, did them every day for 4 years and rolled right out.
Yep. Shout out to him.
Hope you're doing great, bro.
Iconic. You don't protect names and identities, but if you know, you know.
If you know who you are, you know who you are, and we salute you.
Yeah, we do.
Well, I
feel like he had like a rolling briefcase almost. Like how serious he was about this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably more successful than all of us. So,
Josh, have you ever witnessed a kid in your grade? Do you have any like formative memory of somebody who was clearly like an adult times like 10 beyond like the rest of you guys? You know what I mean? Like someone who was like truly leaning into like a grandfather energy and like no one was even mad about it. They were just like, oh yeah, this guy's going to go places.
No, I guess I didn't have no one really pops out as a grandfather.
Oh no.
No, we didn't really. I don't think that just doing like the quick scan of people, like we have like a lot of outsiders, myself among them, like in between. A lot of the stuff that was going on with Sam in this episode was particularly triggering.
Yeah.
Because like it brought me back to speaking of my bar mitzvah.
You
want to do a bar mitzvah podcast?
Yeah, I think we probably could recap my bar mitzvah.
There is a video.
Yeah, we could do that. I mean, Lee, were you bat mitzvahed?
No, I was not.
Not too late.
It's never too late. Well, I do have a holiday dinner to attend this Sunday evening.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yes. Fair yeah. Enough. Fair enough. Yeah. Shout out Jews. Yes.
The way that this brings up my bar mitzvah again is in seventh grade. This was, you know, this is the year of the bar mitzvahs for me and my peeps.
Yeah.
And there is, you know, I grew up in a town that was remarkably white. And predominantly not Jewish, predominantly Christian or somewhere under that umbrella. I'm very bad at breaking it down into the specific sects.
I think it's probably pretty WASPy.
Very WASPy town. WASPy. Yeah. And what I came to realize in retrospect, certainly, was like a lot of like competition to like saddle up next to like the Jewish kids from the popular people to like get bar mitzvah invites, basically.
Oh, yeah, because those were like the parties of the year.
Yeah. Yeah. So I had a lot of people who were like who became really tight with me over the course of seventh grade that I invited my bar mitzvah. And as soon as the bar mitzvah is over, like I never heard from those people.
Wow.
And so like what I'm seeing with Sam in this episode where like he's kind of like becoming one of the quote unquote cool kids, like he's hanging out with douches. Is like it feels like it's sort of that same energy of like saddling up next to like the kid who's not typically one of their peers because they want something out of him. Right now it seems like they just want his jokes. Maybe they want access to his weasel game.
Yeah. Weasels so good.
But I don't like I don't like what Sam's doing. It makes me upset. I hope that he's able to weasel his way out of this one. But I'm afraid we're in the dark time with
our kids. Yeah, I'm worried it's going to get worse before it gets better. I'm going to be honest with you. You know, hey, you're wearing a unitard. Great. We get it. You look cool. But like, come on now. Don't be a kid.
He's on the wrestling team. And apparently he's
on the wrestling team.
He beat Brant. So is he the new best wrestler in town?
But did he beat Brant or did Brant give up? So like, Brant didn't have to wrestle Maya.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, I gotta say, I almost joined the wrestling team when Maya was like, it's just you and me and 10 guys. And I mean, that's a fair conversation. She said that right at the beginning. Yep. That's why you joined the wrestling team.
Yeah.
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 I mean, if you had said that in high school,
Hey, do you recall any time where one of us decided to do something so off color to afford more time with like a crush?
Huh, that's a really great question. I mean, if it was anyone, it would be you.
You didn't join like soccer specifically to be
In rec soccer for forever. I was just doing it, and my dad was always the coach. But
was it an all girls team?
No, it was co-ed until like I think middle school, and then they
okay,
all girls, all boys.
I mean, I can't. Oh, I remember. Okay, here we go. Don't you Rumpelstiltskin me. Okay. Emily Fox had a crush on my neighbor, right?
Ah. So protect the name.
Protect the name at all costs.
This neighbor all day.
This neighbor is Dennis that Farina. Never, that never is.
DeFarines, DeFarines. when it was nice out, Emily, you'd be like, yeah, we could go to your house. But not only did we go to my house, we went to my house, sat outside on the front lawn. Keep in mind that I'm like on a main road. Yeah. We would sit outside on the front lawn to make sure that when he drove by in his car, he could like beep and wave. And that was it. That's what we waited for. Hours, because he had some sort of after school practice. Hours, several times.
For a beep and a wave.
For a beep and a wave in a pink car.
It made my day.
Wow. Yeah.
We have deeper stories about him too, but like, let's keep it at this for now. Like a good little teaser.
Is DeFarines the Brant of the podcast right now?
No, he was better.
Than Brant.
He's a nice guy.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. He was a nice guy. You know, I think it was just sort of those situations where like, you know, we didn't run the same circle. We didn't really know.
He was a year older.
Yeah. You know, and he was just my neighbor and I was like, hey dude, how you doing? And Emily would be like,
I have a very, very.
It's like I'm stalking you.
Listen, so
I'm stalking.
Then that was me. I will say though, I have a very vivid memory of talking to him at like the Christmas bazaar that our high school did every year. Like you show up and there'd be like a bunch of people selling like woodblock carvings and like, homemade stockings and
doily ornaments.
My dad still posts stuff and sells like, you know, cutting boards and stuff there. So it
really,
it has like a decent following of people that come through for like last minute holiday gifts, whatever.
Damn.
But anyway, he was there and I was talking to him and like one other person and I could feel the muscles of my face spasming. Because I was smiling so hard.
You are such a creep, Emily.
And like, I couldn't control my face. And I remember like my face getting really hot. And I was like, how do I get out of this? Because you can clearly see my face just twitching uncontrollably.
You don't get out of this. You're stuck in it.
Oh my God. So we did that. I want to say, gosh, maybe 2 years, sophomore and junior year. I think so.
Maybe, I don't know. It was always like in the fall. I feel like it was always like a cooler weather when we would do that.
Sweater weather. Because, you know, you don't want to sweat when you're waiting for that beep and a wave.
No, it's true. Yeah. You got to make yourself comfortable. You got to really prepare in advance.
And you would always be like, what are we going to do sitting outside? Like, I just remember you like picking grass and being like, we almost done here.
Because I was like, we had this whole big backyard. We had a trampoline. Yeah. We had a deck in the back. And there's like one fucking giant tree and a mailbox in the front next to like a very busy road. And I was like, do we have to sit out here?
There was a chance and I was not willing to let that go.
Do we have to sit here? Emily's answer, yes.
Yes,
we do.
So listen, this is why we're friends all this time. So, you know, next time, Emily, if I need you to sit in some weird open field as we wait for something, I know that you are going to be there.
Listen, be there with bells on. Always there for you.
Lee, would you have joined the wrestling team for Emily? Like with Emily, if that was like, what was on the table instead of sitting at the edge of the drive.
Here's what I would have done, because I got to tell you, like anything that had a weigh in, this chunky monkey was not having it. Same. So I would join like the help of the team. I would be like, you know,
support
the
Pen
15, water?
The water boy. Yeah. Girl, the water person, excuse me. Yeah. You know, like I would be there. I would be cheering you on. I would be there with you. I might even wear the unitard. I don't know. Definitely with a turtleneck underneath. Mm-hmm. But
yes, correct.
But I don't think I could join the wrestling team. It's way too much weighing, you know?
Yeah.
But I got to say, I don't know if Emily's ever told you this, Josh, but Emily and I spent a lot of time in weight rooms in high school.
This is breaking news. What were you doing in weight rooms in high school?
Sure. Literally nothing.
Playlists. We had a lot of really good playlists.
Imagine this. Picture this. It was, the early 2000s. Now 3 had just come out on compact disc. And we were in the every winter for PE, you had an option to do obstacle course fun, like dodgeball inside thing, or you could go in the weight room and work on your fitness. Mm-hmm. So me, Emily,
decided to hit the weight room naturally.
Yeah, and a bunch of girls, one named Pubert, I'm not gonna say why. would just go in the weight room for 40 minutes, 3 times a week, and just stand there. And every once in a while, someone would step on a stair stepper and how you go all the way down and then you step again and go all the way down.
That's how you get those jacked Anacone legs.
Yeah. You know, one of us would, maybe get on a treadmill and go real slow.
Yep.
You know, it was basically just a time where the guys wanted to get out there and throw balls at each other. Shocking. But, we had gals time in the weight room, and that was the best time to get your gossips in, to hear the new beats, to work on your fitness, which was not working on your fitness at all.
Yeah, it was a very slow burn of those calories.
All winter for maybe almost 4 years.
Yeah.
I wonder if it was almost the whole time.
Maybe not a surprise to people who've heard me on podcasts for a few years, but PE was not my favorite class.
Oh God, no. You remember when they made us run miles?
Yeah. It was no good. Yeah. I actually ended up briefly joining the cross country team in high school.
No, you did not. You shut your mouth.
I ran one race, and by ran, we got to put that in quotes.
Did you speed walk one race?
I ran one race and I got all out the gate. I was all right, we could do this. I was very nervous the whole way through.
Oh yeah, I'm surprised you didn't barf.
We could do it. And then I ran for probably 2 minutes. All right, gotta slow down to a walk for a little while. And I don't think I ran again for the rest of it. Sure. So I was just now walking through the woods. So
wait, what? Why was it in
cross country?
Woods?
Was through the woods. It was.
Can't believe you joined that.
Well, I had a lot of friends who were on the cross country team, and my parents you got to do sports, son. I was all right, I'll do the thing that my friends are doing.
I'm very surprised they said that.
But I was this tiny little chubby guy. And it's this is not going to be a good fit. I should have probably done baseball or something.
Yeah, you're not an outdoor boy. I don't see this happening.
No, I'm not with my Lily Hue. We don't see the sun very often.
No, you don't.
So I got lapped by 3 different races, Lee.
No, the one that started at 4 o'clock when you started at 2 o'clock.
And at the end, I find because it did end on a track. And so I got the track and I'm still walking, just being and with one guy who was part of this other race that had already started and he was finishing up, he ran past me, a complete stranger, goes, "You got this, man, come on." I'll never forget that guy.
He was, he's the Dennis Farina of his day.
Yeah. Dennis Farina. Yeah,
I would wait at the end of the driveway for a beep and away from that guy. That guy was
would you?
That guy was great. I mean, in a sense, I was at the end of a driveway here with a beep and away from that guy.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I'm into that. Going. The one thing I played softball up until right before high school. And I get a little sad that I didn't try and keep it up through high school, but I was too nervous.
Yeah.
And now I get nervous. I was let's take to the stage instead.
Well, that became
but
my
I was too nervous for softball. You.
Yeah.
It's okay.
So I tried the sports thing and didn't take.
I played rec soccer, but it was just
did.
Hilarious because it was a small field.
There's an alternate universe where I think all 3 of us could have been prolific wrestlers.
Yeah, that'd be great. Do you have a wrestler name?
No, I should come up with one. King Wombat.
King Wombat. Okay.
King Wombat.
I think I gotta go classic. I think I would go McLarenator.
Yeah,
Foxinator. Okay.
Oh, burn.
Awkward.
Top Fox.
Top Fox.
Hey-o. Our pussies, Anna.
So that brings us to what's going on with the ladies.
Jock straps.
It's very, listen.
I know.
It's very upsetting.
We know.
In this house, we love the BSB, the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, we love the Backstreet Boys. That's the first thing I saw. I was like, yeah. How dare you sully the name of BSB, which is Backstreet Boy. All right?
God, kids are horrible.
Kids are horrible. Like, these kids are like 7. Who even comes up with that? Big smelly bushes.
Yeah.
No, you know, boys of that age and in that time, we were that awful. We really
That's nasty.
Were. Yeah. You know, and like because I had an older brother, so like I was like dropping F-bombs as like a probably like a 9-year-old.
That and the fact that you saw movies way
too
early.
My parents let me see movies way too early.
So too much Pacino.
And not enough. We have to catch up on Pacino.
Not enough.
But like Terminator 2 really early and stuff like early. So like I had like the filthy vocabulary pretty young. But like the very sad truth is like, yeah, this locker room talk. It was very legit. Like that is horrible stuff. Very awful to look back on, and like to see this happen to Anna and Maya in this context, it's just terrible.
Yeah,
it just breaks my heart.
It really does. I gotta say, you know, I wasn't doing the locker room talk, but like the every once in a while, the gossips, you know, things like that. It's just like, why did you do that? You just did it so it wouldn't happen to you. Come on. But then again, if you're 13, that's literally the worst thing that could happen to you. Mm-hmm. At that point in time, that's what you think. If someone is going to talk about me, and I don't want it, I don't want anyone talking about my BSD. All right,
you
know what I mean?
You can talk about my NSYNC if you really wish.
Oh, yeah, my 98 degrees.
Yeah, my 98 degrees.
My O-town. Yeah. Oh,
my
no.
98 degrees, which it feels like with this turtleneck on.
Wow. Oh man, I gotta say though. The one thing that came out of wrestling, the episode and the actual wrestling, I am going to use now in my vernacular forever, which is hold them like a ham sandwich, which is the best quote I've ever heard. It's and it comes good. from Anna off screen. And it's just like, she makes so much sense. You got to hold them like a ham sandwich. How do you hold a ham sandwich? Firmly.
Firmly. You don't want to let it go.
You don't. You don't. There might be mustard in there.
Yeah, there's contents.
Yeah. You don't want to let it go.
You could be eating a ham sandwich that has flaming Cheetos in it.
Oh, my God.
You could. Yeah, you could.
Things go flying.
Josh sometimes says the... Sometimes Josh exclaims, you know, that really hams my sandwich.
That really hams my sandwich. It's definitely a thing I said.
But I mean, that's it. Ham sandwiches, very colloquial. You know, we talk a ham, we talk a sandwich. I'm a vegetarian. I talk a ham sandwich, you know?
Is there a good vegetarian ham?
Oh, gross.
No. Like, how dare you?
I just never... Cold cuts to me, like they always look slimy, and I just don't understand.
Are slimy
as That's a vegetarian? Problem. Why you try and replicate a slimy cold cut? That's
I like nasty. A slimy cold cut.
Well, yeah, but you're not a vegetarian, like looking to find like a meat alternative.
No, I was raised on cold cuts.
Like a lot of the stuff that you know they make that's like sort of mock meat or whatever is. Doesn't really appeal to a lot of people who are like, no, the reason I stopped eating meat was because I didn't enjoy the texture. Like,
yeah, you know, don't try stuff. That with me.
Yeah,
they're so like, how steak? I don't want a fake steak. Just leave me alone.
Why don't you guys just leave me alone?
That being said, I love a cheese sandwich. I love a cheese sandwich.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. A lot going on with, you know, because like their reputations in school are taking this turn. So there's just like a lot of existential angst that's going on there.
Correct.
I think with Anna also, like the layer that is, we knew to kind of like keep an eye on coming into the season and is starting to become more pronounced is what's happening with her parents is they're planning their divorce and they're living on different sides of the house. And her dad is reading Memoirs of a Geisha on the pullout couch.
Great, great book. I too read that.
Yeah.
You know, Anna.
I recognized the cover. That's how I knew what it was.
I think Anna has a lot of rage right now. And hell hath no fury. I feel like whoever stands in Anna's way by the end of the season Like, if, what's his name? Alex is the kid that she always has the. and he was in the fantasy this week. And when she asked him to dance last season, he said no. And she kind of just like a shock absorbed that. I feel I'd be very concerned for an Alex, like someone in that Alex spot who crosses Anna later this season. Like, I feel like Anna is going to go off on somebody and it's going to be a thing.
She's ready. She's primed and ready. She ran into her dad's room. I want my Monday nights raw.
Yeah. It's like, Grandpa,
you are out of control right now.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
She in this one episode is more into WWE, and I don't know if it was the WWF at the time.
Highly contested name.
Than I've ever been in my entire life. And I wish that I could come to this podcast with some wrestling.
What about like The Undertaker? And
all right, here.
Who's The Undertaker?
Wrestlers. You ready? I'm going to name a couple. The Miz.
From Real World?
Who was the
He's
Stone
like a
Cold?
Very important
no,
wrestler.
No, I know.
Stone that's Cold like not Steve Austin. Right. Isn't that the guy?
Mike?
Right?
Yeah.
Stone Cold Steve Austin. Like,
oh, yeah.
People
Cold.
Had those. Those shirts
Stone
all the
Cold
time.
Steve Austin, The Undertaker, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh, Dwayne The Rock Johnson,
The Ultimate Warrior.
What?
Oh, sure, sure.
I had a stuffed Ultimate Warrior pillow.
Yeah, so what? Don't act like you don't know.
But that was because like I wanted to fit in with all the other kids who were into wrestling and I wasn't. And
are you still friends with any of them?
I don't think so.
That's like a very like thinly veiled attempt to see who we know.
they were all the Bar Mitzvah kids too.
Randy the Macho Man Savage.
Oh yeah,
Randy Sam. We used to think his name was Randy Sam.
Sure. What about you know, they had a reality show and he had one of these mustaches. You know him,
Hulk Hogan.
Hogan.
Who else?
The Hulk.
The Hulk, the Incredible
the
Hulk,
one.
Is not a wrestler. I don't believe
things that are not wrestlers.
He gets into the arena in Thor Ragnarok, Lee.
That's true. Oh, great movie. Great movie. Now, let me tell you a little something about wrestling. I don't watch it. But you know who has gotten into it recently? My sister.
Whoa.
Really?
Yeah. She's like, they have great backstories and sometimes they come in and they have ladders and they try and climb to get this briefcase, but I don't know what's happening. And it's just so interesting. I was like, I don't know who you are anymore.
My understanding.
Quarantine's done some weird things to people.
My understanding is that, that wrestling has a very rich and vast mythology.
Does it? It's like the Greek mythology,
genuinely,
but for wrestling.
Genuinely, yeah. I think that comparison is without any irony made often.
Wow.
I just never got into it. And like, I never had like, you know, I don't have that nostalgia for it. So it's hard for me to like decide like, all right, well, I'll crack into wrestling now.
Oh, do you remember China?
Yes, China. I recall.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she died.
Oh, that's. She dead?
Yeah.
Dude, wrestling is terrifying because a lot of the wrestlers that were around when you were younger had like total addiction problems and like overdoses and like the shaken brain. I forget the name of it.
Yeah. What the football players get. Yeah.
Yeah. That's so scary. And they just, it's like,
everyone,
you know, I don't want to
like 50 or 60. Yeah.
Yeah. Even earlier. And I'm like, I don't want to walk down the stairs, bunny. Not to mention have somebody like jump on my back and flatten me to the ground.
Or hit you with a ladder as
a briefcase.
Yeah.
This took a dark
turn. I'm going to roll the briefcase in.
This is taking a dark turn. Sort of like Pen 15 this season. It's kind of taking a little bit of like a dark turn. Like it feels
it really
like
is.
Bad this year.
It really is. And I got to say, you know, Maya, she's a little obnoxious, but she's right in that boy crazy phase. I really, you know, what you said about Anna, I just feel for her.
Yeah. It's hard. I do. Oh. I love so much every time because it's now two episodes in a row where Maya has come to Brant with like her kind of like slow head down walk. And she's like, it's like I'm stalking you.
But I'm not. It's kind
but
of
I'm
funny.
Not. It's just so great. I mean, this is what's great is like we have yet to talk about, you know, because and it's not something we're going to talk about every week. But we've yet to talk about the fact that like Anna and Maya are played by 33-year-old adults. And like, that is such a ridiculous premise. And yet, like, the craft
works.
The craft of this show is so exceptional. Like, this episode beginning and having studded throughout it, like, the framing of, like, Maya's inner monologue as she's like,
oh God, it's so uncomfortable.
And we'll be boyfriends and we'll kiss. And like, the music that's like going underneath it is like kind of like sinister and intense.
And so she's so sneaky.
Mm-hmm. There's like this legitimate, like, kind of like,
it's like looking into your wife's mind at the age
of... there really is this like prestige drama intensity that's sort of like reverberating underneath some of the scenes this week.
Yeah, some of us don't grow out of that.
I really appreciated
that.
There were moments where like I was just kind of watching it, just like fully absorbed in the drama. And then I would catch myself being like, but the premise of this show is ridiculous. And then I would catch myself being like, is it any more ridiculous than Lost or Battlestar Galactica or any of these other things?
Probably really not.
It's more real.
So, you know, if Pen 15 is like kind of like drilling into this stuff this season and like getting into like some of like the really not just like uncomfortable and awkward aspects of this time in a person's life, but also like the really shitty, problematic, like cultural problems of this time.
Yeah.
I'm here for that. I think that they're really crafting a really upsetting but like powerfully told stories. So
totally the whole like, oh, wrestling's kind of gay anyway.
Yeah.
Like, you could totally see someone saying that, and obviously we have a character now that we say, huh, oh, you know, something else might be going on. They might have feelings, he might have feelings for his friend, etc. But like, you can imagine, I was actually just talking to my Pen 15 turn this morning and saying how like through the end of high school and through all of college, you know, you'd like slap someone in the ass and be like, no homo, bro. I'm like, that's not okay. That's not okay.
Yeah.
We did that for so long.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are so many pieces of like, I think looking back on the behavior that was accepted and just thinking about it as an adult now and being like, whoa, but like that happened so frequently without anyone questioning it.
Yep.
Anybody thinking deeply or critically about it, even adults sometimes being like, oh, whatever, they're kids. Like, I'm not going to correct them.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
that really does speak to the time frame and the issues and stuff that continues to happen. But I was talking to a friend last night, actually, about this, where she was saying, you know,
talk to other friends about Pen 15.
I do. Shut up, Jessie. She's going to start listening. So she's catching
Jay Money
now.
Is that what you call her? That's what I call her. Right,
Jessie Money. That's her wrestler.
Yeah,
that's
her. No, I was talking to her last night because she's catching up on season one and then about to dive into season two, where she said, "I'm the exact same age as Maya and Anna, so this really resonates." Like, you know, we're like a few years older, but like that much. But it, you know, it does make a difference, honestly, when you're comparing middle school to high school, right? Especially when you're that age.
A year is a decade. Yeah.
But she was saying, you know, I can't get over how true to life all of this was for me, and I probably like I forgot about a lot of this, and I'm not surprised that I tried to.
Yeah. You
know? No, I mean, it's cringe inducing, but not for just the fact that you're watching it right there, because it brings back all this stuff, and you're like, I can almost imagine myself walking through the halls like ninth grade and just seeing this shit going on and just kind of being like, oh my God. Yeah. What was happening? Yeah. Where were the adults?
Yeah. I know. Well, so here's the thing. Josh and I were talking about this the other day. And we were like, if you and I were to recreate this show, that means that you and I would like similarly have like, you know, a storyline of like me being like huge with like braces, like super tall and awkward.
I've seen the pictures.
And like someone's mom has to play like their like someone's real life mom has to be the mom in the show.
Sure.
And we're like, would it be me or would it be you? Would your mom be like, I think your mom would be much more willing than my mom to be.
Maybe.
Joanne's listening to this right now. Yeah. I would do it.
No. She told
Joanne, you'd be great.
Yeah, she would be great.
Yeah. But also, Gail, you're signed. You signed
Gail,
in.
I think Gail's we're the one, Gail. Right? But then we were like, who would we cast as like the dad, Al Borland.
For you, that's incredible. If Al Borland, like, you just need to get him, like, what was it, Tool Time or whatever?
Yeah.
Him slim down, and he is your dad.
It's true.
It's pretty accurate.
But then who would we cast as your dad?
Oh my God.
We play Rich in the movie.
Maybe like either Darius Rucker.
Oh my God.
A yes. Or maybe like, you know, if Tim Meadows could get it together, I feel like my dad would be really excited about that.
I think a good Tim Meadows like dramedy role would be great.
Yeah, right?
I think that'd be great. Right?
Yeah. I mean, he's tight with the Lonely Island, so it makes sense.
Who would play my dad?
Oh my goodness. Oh man, this is hard. I think it would be someone like totally random.
Yeah. They could just age me
up.
Your
brother.
Yeah.
I think you could get someone totally random and they could be like, I trained so hard for this role and I really did a lot of character development. And so someone that's usually like a comedic actor just doing totally different role.
Like Tom Green.
Yeah. Or
I actually think there's a lot of a lot there to mine.
But I think in terms of similar behavior. I think my dad and Tom Green have more in common than I've ever considered until this moment.
So I just watched a reuniting of
Drew Barrymore
and Tom Green. And his mannerisms are exactly like your dad. Yeah, it's a little scary. Okay,
so. They were married, right?
Yeah,
they were.
They were like a big deal when we were in high school.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It was very nice to watch the reunion.
Yeah.
Speaking of the nostalgia.
They were chill. They were cool.
They were chill.
It was very
fun
to watch.
They both got kind of teary-eyed, too.
Yeah, because it's a big deal. Yeah. You know, it's not a joke. This is their life.
This is their lives, guys.
I cannot speak to the end of this episode.
Josh does not have a vagina.
Other than speaking like a cat.
I think.
Other than speaking like a cat.
Meow.
Meow. But the final thing of like the claymation vaginas at the end over the credits.
Oh my God,
my jaw was on the ground and so was Emily. And then it ended and we both looked at each other and just cracked up for like a sustained 2 minutes.
It was I was watching by myself and I was just like, nobody? No. All right. I'll just watch it. It was so
the
ridiculous.
Claymation talking vagina in meow voice was just remarkable.
I know. And like, I gotta tell you, Josh, not to make you uncomfortable or something.
Do it.
Every girl just like, you know, kind of went for a mirror and was like, what the hell is going on down there?
Yeah,
but
100%.
I can't remember. I think I did that like to my own self. I can't remember. Like, I wasn't on the phone with Emily being like, what does it look like? What does it smell? Move to the left. Yeah, what do you see?
That was never a conversation.
That was not a thing we did. That was not a thing we did. And the part, the thing that kills me is like, what is it? Does it smell or does it? Yeah, but I can't tell because my mom's also cooking. I was like, oh, stop it. I'm so upset.
Oh
yeah. I mean, this
what
is
was
like,
she cooking?
This is like
chicken piccata.
The reason that like Summer's Eve products exists is because someone was mean about it and like, screw the patriarchy, man.
Yeah.
Like, that's
I
all
know.
It is.
Yeah. That's not okay. No. That's not okay. Also, what's with those? Were they jock straps? Are they cups?
Yeah,
what are
she
they
was
wearing
like a jock strap when she was freaking out, when she was crying in the weight room at the end, in the locker room.
Oh, right. She was.
Just like, here, wear this.
Yeah, but is it a cup? Is it a jock strap? Is that the same
this
thing?
Is where it would come in handy if we were more wrestling staff.
We're more athletic, any of us.
Alas. All right, so we're two episodes deep into Pen 15 at this point. Next week is called Vendi Wiccani.
What?
What?
Are we getting into some witchcraft?
Oh, yes.
I have a lot to add on this one.
Did you try? You know, we've tried a little witchcraft.
Talk about craft. We'll talk about Hocus Pocus.
Oh, yes. Oh, happy almost October.
I know.
It will be October by the time the witchcraft podcast
comes out.
Josh,
did you have any Wicca leanings?
I saw the Blair Witch Project and I had to walk out of the theater and I got mocked for walking out of the theater.
Oh no. Is it because you were going to barf or is it because you were
yes,
scared?
Yes. I was getting motion
That's
sick.
That's why people left because they were
I was
afraid
getting
of
motion
vomiting.
Sick and I was like, oh, I'm really going to puke. I got to leave. And my dad's like, all right, I've seen the movie already anyway.
You were with your dad.
I was with my dad. And so like we left.
It's
and
fine. I saw Titanic
on, like,
my dad.
The end of the aisle as we were walking. I was like, what's the matter, kid? You scared?
Wow. Who said that?
Some guy. And so
he
I literally said, like, no, I'm about
rapey.
To barf.
Wow. That's so scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the matter, kid? Like, what is this? Home Alone? Like, where the hell are you from?
It was the shoveler. Yeah.
The shoveler.
No, the shoveler was a good dude.
He was a nice guy. I don't talk about him.
The shoveler was good. Good people.
But I was thinking more. I think it's in Home Alone 2 where he gets in the back of a taxi.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? I'm like, what's the matter, kid? You scared?
Yeah. Or something just like to show effect. How terrifying New York City is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's real scary right now. There's like four people on the street. They might give you COVID, but they're probably all wearing masks because they're good people.
Anarchy, good job, New York City.
Love it here in the anarchy jurisdiction. Yeah. All right. We'll be talking more Pen 15 next week. Find Lee on Instagram if you can. If you can
good get luck.
Don't send her weird messages.
Don't send her weird messages. Find Lee on Instagram. We're not giving out the handle. You can do the research. You can
it's find, a mystery.
It's you not can find mystery. Lee. She's available.
Dennis Farina 344.
Dennis Farina 69.
God. Children. Sorry. Emily's on Twitter at Emily. That's also where she is on Instagram. I'm at Round Howard. We'll be back really soon with more Pen 15 coverage. We've got more on post show recaps. We've got the Down the Hatch podcast. Got everything is super. We're up to Ant-Man and the Wasp, Lee, for the Marvel Cinematic Universe rewatch podcast.
I like that one.
About that one.
I like it.
You like it?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
I just love Ant-Man. He's funny.
He's Paul Rudd. He's the best.
I know.
Emily yesterday didn't believe me when I told her that Michael Douglas was also Ant-Man. She thought it was another one of my famous pranks.
What I'm famously known for around the world.
Yeah, but it's true. He's also
it was Michael Douglas' birthday.
Yeah, it was his birthday.
Happy birthday, MD.
And it was also Ant-Man.
76.
So we've got that looks coming good. Out. Hang in there. The Avatar The Last Airbender podcast is still happening. We've got Lovecraft Country podcasting here. Walking Dead podcasting is going to start up
again.
What about
Great British Bake Off?
There's a Great British Bake Off podcast on reality TV wrap-ups that Emily Fox is going to be recording in about 5 minutes from now. So that's I should probably stop talking and end the podcast. Lee, what a pleasure. Give our best to the 15 turn.
I will. I'll touch his butt.
All right. Let us know how that goes.
Send us emails. You're not going to cut that out.
No, we'll keep it in. We're going to keep it in. Pen15@postshowrecaps.com to get in touch with us. And until next time, everybody.
Yeah.